2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Oh, friend, we serve a faithful, faithful God. And all God's people said, amen. I'll tell you what, I think many of us, we've traveled roads we really didn't plan on traveling. We went through situations that we didn't really want to go through. But I think as we look back, we can say, but God was faithful through it all. Amen. Amen. I love that. Great truth today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Well, good to see you. Here we are. It's June 25th, 2020. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll. And next week, this is kind of exciting, Mark and Friends is going to be simulcast on the WLEJ family of stations in communities like Springfield and Bloomington and Lincoln and Jacksonville and Macomb as well. So this is going to be exciting. So next week, Mark and Friends going to be simulcast on several more frequencies. And I think I'm going to even be joining Mark Monday and also on Wednesday for the Prime Live Times in Review. And then Thursday, of course, you and I. So I'm going to be a busy guy next week for Jesus. So I'm looking forward. I really am looking forward to hanging out with you just a couple extra days next week as well. Well, the local chapter, this is kind of neat. I'm glad that they're doing this. The local chapter of the 40 Days for Life in Champaign is preparing for 40 Days for Life in the fall. Unfortunately, the spring one was kind of canceled due to this COVID-19 stuff. So they are planning the 40 Days for Life in the fall, September 23rd through Wednesday, November 1st at the Planned Parenthood in Champaign. Just an opportunity for you to come and pray. Pray for healing for those affected by abortion. If you want more details on just this wonderful opportunity, 40 Days for Life, just visit 40daysforlife.com, 40daysforlife.com, or call our friend Renee at 217-607-0811, 217-607-0811. Well, for Mark and Friends today, we're going to be taking a look at the book of James today, and we're going to be talking about the struggle of our flesh. Oh, dear friend, the good old struggle of our flesh. Did you know when we have Christ in our life, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us? Not only that, but we still have the flesh and the spirit. They're at odds at each other, and it really is a struggle. And so today we're going to be talking about the struggle of the flesh from the book of James, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the lonely, the tired and worn, and hold out your candle for all to see. Yeah. Take your candle and go light your world. Whose hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the
Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. And so there you are, trying to be on a diet. I mean, you're trying to avoid eating all the carbs. You're trying to avoid eating any type of sugar. You're trying to avoid eating anything that tastes good. Okay. I mean, you are on a diet, and somebody, some inconsiderate person that you work with, on the same day you decide to be on a diet, decides to bring donuts for everyone at work. I mean, you are just tempted and frustrated because you brought carrots to work today because you want to be healthy. So you're stuck between the decision of, do I want carrots or do I want donuts? Well, today here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about the struggle of the flesh, James chapter 4, verse 1 says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. So what does flesh actually mean in the Bible? I mean, there's a couple of definitions. It could mean our human bodies. There are a couple of passages that talk about our human bodies. 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So that in that context is talking about our present human bodies. But there's another definition of the word flesh, and that's our sinful nature. Our sinful nature. Think about this. There is something inside each and every one of us that wants to act ungodly. Can I get an amen on that? Really? There is something inside each and every one of us that wants to act ungodly. Have you ever noticed that we have to teach our kids and grandkids to be good? Or you have people who say, well, you can't do that. And they say, well, watch me. Or the word submit is a hard word for some folks because, hey, nobody gonna tell me what to do. You know, there is something inside of each and every one of us that wants to act ungodly. Or when you're in line at Walmart, okay? I mean, there is something that's inside of us that wants to act ungodly. And see, friend, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you and lives there. And you have the Holy Spirit, but also you have your sinful nature. And there will be a clash. A clash. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 says, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other. There is a clash, a clash. So that's the definition of the word flesh. It is our sinful desires. But we also see in this context the works of the flesh. What causes, James 4, verse 1, says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? There is a war. It's a war. Either between following God or we're going to give in to our sinful desires. There's a war. Either I will submit to God's leading and His truth, or I will submit and give in to my sinful desires. And honestly, when we lose that fight, give in to our sinful desires, there will be fruit associated with that. In other words, what you give into on the inside will come out on the outside. Because James is addressing here in James 4, verse 1, he says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? See, it started with a passion, it started with a desire, and it turned into a fight. It turned into a tiff. I think within context here, there are some folks had some selfish and envying going on. It started on the inside, and this group of people or this person or whoever James is addressing here kept feeding that envy, kept feeding that selfishness, so much so that it turned into outwardly a fight. See, here's the truth and reality bomb here, okay? The more you feed something, the more it will grow. Let me say that one more time. The more you feed something, the more it will grow. The more you feed your sinful desires and give into them, the more it will grow. The more you feed into your relationship with Christ, the more it will grow. You know, God's Word talks about what it looks like when somebody is giving into the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I've warned you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20 and 21 tells us what it looks like when somebody is giving into the flesh. The flesh. So then, Joey, how do we find victory over the flesh? In the same passage in James chapter 4, verse 8, tells us, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. You know, as Christians, when we set our hearts, minds, and attention on Jesus, we will see a change in our life. You know, in the Old Testament, it was only the priest who was able to draw near to God. But today, under the new covenant, God is saying, come close, be in my presence. Let me tell you something. It will be extremely difficult for you to go cuss somebody out right after spending quality and intimate time with the Lord. It will be extremely difficult for you to cheat on your taxes after spending quality and intimate time with the Lord. Either we are going to feed our flesh or feed our relationship with the Lord. Let me read this to you from Romans chapter 6, verse 11. We're talking about how to have victory over the flesh. Look what it says here. It says in Romans chapter 6, verse 11, it says, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions." It says to be dead to sin and alive to God. How do you become dead to sin? How do you consider yourself dead to sin? Here's how you do it. You quit feeding it. You quit feeding it. You quit feeding your sin nature. Remember how we talked about the more you feed something, the more it will grow? I'll tell you what, if you starve your sinful desires, if you quit feeding that and feed your relationship with Christ, you are going to see a change. Feed your relationship with Christ. Surrender to Him. Submit to His Holy Spirit and yield to Him. Feed your relationship with Christ. How do you find victory over the struggle of the flesh? You quit feeding your sin nature and you feed your relationship with Jesus.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever
Absolute beautiful song. That's Brandon Heath, and It Is Well With My Soul. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday, June 25th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. If you missed any of today's program, or if you want to go back and re-listen to it, that works as well. You can hop on our website, greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the right-hand side, you should see archive programs, and you can kind of view it by date and year and so forth. GreatNewsRadio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. And friend, I hope you have a chance to do that. And in the meantime, though, just remember, no matter what you do today, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.